What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
We've got storms in the forecast, as we've been telling you, with traffic and weather together on the 8th. And a big concern is from some areas that have already seen a lot of rain. Collin, Denton, and Wise counties all under a flood watch until Thursday morning because of all this rain that could be coming. Joining us now live to talk about this is Brandon Sutter. He's the deputy chief for Wise County Emergency Management. Brandon, thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome.
Talk to me about the preparations. This is always a very busy time of year for emergency management, but we have a lot of people moving into North Texas that don't really understand what these kind of severe weather days are like. Can you give us a kind of an update on how things are going in Wise County and how you prepare?
Absolutely. So, one of the things that we always do this time of year in conjunction with monitoring the weather closely through the National Weather Service chat, we also keep an eye on our local rivers, tributaries. We have a branch of the Trinity River that runs through the county here. And so we're always keeping an eye on the flood levels of those as well, because those are the first areas in the county that flood. So we tend to watch those areas and work along with our precincts to close down any of the roadways that might be affected through flooding.
How much concern do you have being that these storms could be moving in overnight?
Well, overnight always adds an extra element to that. Anytime that we're dealing with darkness after hours, situations like that, that always just adds a little bit of extra to the situation. But we always prepare for that in advance. Not only do we have our primary rescue apparatus that's on duty and staffed with our on-duty rescue crews, but when we have heightened situations such as tonight, we also staff a secondary rescue apparatus with additional rescue crews. And then we also have three of our command vehicles that are staffed and prepared to respond, and those are dispersed throughout the county to help reduce response times. And then we also have our boat that is prepared to be deployed at any moment.
How much cooperation do you have with other counties around you, especially, say, for example, if Wise County gets hit hard, does Parker County, Tarrant County, do they come to help, and do you do the same for the other counties as well?
Absolutely. Along with just not just these situations, but any type of emergency situations, we have excellent working relationships with all of the counties around us, Montague County, Cook County, Denton, Tarrant, Parker, all of those. We have agreements with them, and if we needed additional responses from those areas, it would just be a few simple phone calls to have those resources en route to us, and the same is true in the reverse.
A lot of people, we talk about, don't drown, turn around. And sometimes it's not always the fact that, people aren't able to get out of the water themselves. It's the fact that they're putting the rescue teams also at risk. Can we talk about that?
Well, sure. That's the public service announcements and campaigns that go out about turn around and don't drown. Those are absolutely critical to helping to reduce the number of times that we have to do that. But that's just kind of part of our job. That's just what we do. That's one of the things we've signed on to do, is to serve the public and to make sure that we're doing our utmost to save those people in those situations. But it does certainly put those crews at risk when people ignore those warnings. We understand that, accidents happen, situations occur, people find themselves in situations that they didn't intend to. And so that's we just handle those as we do anything else. It's just part of what we do.
Talk about the importance of drilling for your people in these emergency situations, because it's best to practice when things aren't looking imminent, but then you have the situation where you have to get into action and you can't think twice about it.
Sure. Yeah. Preparation in terms of training is absolutely crucial because when you're in a high stress situation, there are lives on the line, then obviously it makes things much more complicated. So we train rigorously, not only in preparation for events like this, but throughout the year, regardless of what the weather is doing. As a matter of fact, all of our crews just completed some additional training with our boat and flood operations just 2 weeks ago, roughly. But we do that regularly throughout the year.
Well, Brandon, we appreciate you and your crews, and we wish you the best of luck during this severe storm season. That is Brandon Sutter with Deputy Chief for the Wise County Emergency Management here on KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.